What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
What's up, Austin?
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
Little Sweet has to get there, okay? The Sweet One needs to get there.
The Sweet One.
You're not going to say, listen, get on, I'll take you over there. You're not going to be seen with me on the backside of you going down Mopac. No?
I'm not a big motorcycle guy anyway, but no.
What is this homophobic, weird dude?
Guy-touching thing.
But that's homophobic.
Just boundaries.
It's not boundaries. What's that got to do? A man just getting a ride on a Sea-Doo, you're out there. I mean, it's not Hippie Hollow. We're not doing that kind of thing. And I jump on the back with you, you're going to push me off and say, that's not right?
Yeah.
That's homophobic.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan of The Horn, 1049 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know.
Friday on the Horn, it's B&E and BK&E today, and the birds here at Hyatt Lost Pines Resort. We're loving it. Getting a lot of thoughts of folks who are hearing the birds chirping, which tells you we are live on the scene at the 17th annual Mullet Open, presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, our great friends at Brown Distributing and Bud Light, and so many other sponsors. If you look up at the banner right here, BK, I'm going to have to tweet it out. That's all the work Bucky does, collecting sponsorships and partners, and it's pretty unbelievable what he puts together, and it's one of the better golf tournaments you'll ever play in as far as prizes and fun and the golf course. Heck, the Wolf Dancer. They played state tournaments on this golf course. It's an elite-level golf club and golf course, a resort course here, so it's going to be a lot of fun this afternoon, and we'll get you more details. Bucky is en route, so we'll chat with him coming up. He'll get us some details. We're going to learn more about the Refuge Ranch and the Burke Center for Youth, which is what this event benefits, which we're excited about. But we've got a lot going on. Colonel Craig Flowers will join us here in a moment to talk about the news of the day and his new show, which will debut tomorrow here on The Horn. But let's start the hour with the news, BK. Let's get the news. Headlines from your Ticket City update desk. Baseball last night. Rangers took the night off. Astros suffered a rare road loss, one of their few, only 10 this year. They lost in Toronto 7-4 in the opener of a four-game set with the Jays. Houston starter Lance McCullers, who has been stellar on the road this season, got hit pretty good. Five runs in the fifth inning was the difference. Russell Martin hit a big home run. Houston suffers that loss. They'll play game two tonight. The Astros will have their right-hander Charlie Morton back from the DL. He's been out, hadn't started a game since May 24th with a lat strain. He'll be back tonight. Dell Diamond last night, the first-place Memphis Redbirds, finished off a sweep of the Express with a 7-4 win as well. Round Rock welcomes Colorado Springs to town for a weekend series. That starts tonight, 7:05. First pitch with Mike Capps on the call. NBA, Dallas Mavericks, as expected, have signed Dirk Nowitzki to a two-year contract, $10 million, taking less than he made last year. That sets him up to join Kobe Bryant as the only NBA players ever to spend 20 seasons with one NBA franchise. Free agent forward Rudy Gay has agreed to join the San Antonio Spurs on a two-year $17 million deal. Gay appeared in just 30 games with the Kings last year, suffered a torn Achilles tendon that knocked him out in the four previous seasons and last year before his injuries, averaging almost 20 points per game. 6'8 swingman is expected to be healthy and ready to go for training camp. And in college football, Big 12 revealed which coaches and players will be speaking at the conference's annual media days at the Star Complex in Frisco on July 17th and 18th. Texas will be there, of course, with Tom Herman on Tuesday, along with defensive back P.J. Locke, offensive lineman Connor Williams, linebacker Nashawn Hughes, and punter Michael Dixon. Texas, one of five teams for the Big 12, not sending a quarterback to the Big 12 media days. Shane Buechele, not one of the four. And that's your news from the Ticket City Update Desk. I want to thank our friend Stu Myrick, who's on scene now. He has the schedule of events on July 17th and 18th, the week from Monday and Tuesday, with the Big 12 Media Days. Five teams out of the gate when we're up there on that Monday will be TCU with Gary Patterson, and they will have Kenny Hill there, the quarterback. Kansas will be there. Dave Beatty will be there with his crew, not bringing a quarterback.
No,
not bringing the
rightfully so.
Texas Tech will be there that's on Monday is when we get to reengage with the Buck and Cliff Kingsbury and the toss salad and the
salad,
fresh toss salad.
Can
and
you do
the
that
smell.
In front of all those people? It's gonna be a problem.
I'll bring a camera.
Oh boy,
I'll bring a camera. Also, Iowa State on that day, Oklahoma with Lincoln Riley's first Big 12 Media Days will be the highlight of Monday. They're going to be a top 10 team in most people's poll. They're going to bring the big left tackle, Orlando Brown. Of course, Baker Mayfield will be there, the sixth-year quarterback. So how about that? Baker Mayfield and Cliff Kingsbury get to say hi.
Oh, yeah,
get
they
to
love
say
each
hello.
Other, man.
I'm sure they do.
And Kenny Trill's going to be there?
Kenny Trill.
Wow,
Kenny Trill will be there with TCU and Gary Patterson.
What a blessing.
Texas will be part of the Tuesday contingent, as we just mentioned, with no Shane Buechele and no Malik Jefferson, which I think is going to raise a lot of eyebrows when the media descends, because you're showing Malik showing up on preseason All-America lists. He's on, you know, mock drafts for 2018 NFL draft. Yet when the national media shows up to cover this, there's going to be no Malik Jefferson there, which I think is going to surprise a lot of people. Certainly Connor Williams will be there, but no Shane Buechele. I would imagine Tom Herman will be asked quite a bit about both of those.
Yeah, I got no problem with either of those two guys not being there. I mean, look, Connor Williams and Michael Dixon were your two best players last year. Those are the guys getting all the preseason hype. And there is another punter coming to this, so it won't just be weird Aussie Michael Dixon as the only special teamer here. But, you know, P.J. Locke, he had a great season last year, one of the best nickel corners in the country statistically if you look at sites like Pro Football Focus. Nashawn Hughes is the one that maybe surprises people. A lot of people would guess Malik would have been there in his place, but you know, Malik is the vocal leader of this program. He's kind of the social media leader, the face of this program, if you will, for Texas football. But his play on the field and maybe in the practice, you know, in the practice room hasn't quite been there. And Nashawn Hughes is a guy that a lot of Texas fans have been waiting to see more and really just wanting to see him kind of burst onto the scene. I mean, he looks like a beast. He looks like a physical freak who can get to the backfield and wreak havoc there nonstop. Hasn't quite been there, but you know, apparently Tom Herman and company like him enough to bring him out there. So a little bit of surprise, but I'm cool with the four that are going.
Yeah, well, because we've watched him. I think my point would be the national media, they're going to come in and say, wait a second, where's your quarterback, Buechele? Where's your all-star linebacker? But you'll do the stories and talk to the guys that are there. Also on that Tuesday, West Virginia with Dana Holgorsen. Baylor will be there. Matt Rhule's first Big 12 Media Day. Kansas State with Bill Snyder, they're bringing their quarterback Jesse Ertz. Ugh. And then Oklahoma State will be there as well. Mason Rudolph, James Washington, along with the Mullet Man. I hope Gundy's still sporting the mullet when we get there on that Tuesday. That's going to be phenomenal.
That thing is beautiful.
It is a thing of beauty.
God, I got to work on that, man.
It is the Oklahoma. And as I said yesterday, when you see the pictures of it, he just did an interview on Fox Sports Oklahoma. You know, it's usually business in the front, party in the back. He's party everywhere, man. This thing is just out of control.
He's got like an afro-length height
phenomenal.
Going on up here. I mean, there's like 6 inches added to the top of his head with the mullet. Never seen that.
It is great.
You got to blow a dart in that dude's neck or something.
What else is great is our next guest who's hanging out with us. He's going to be on in my foursome in the golf round today. That might be the hottest golf round of the year, which is fine. I hope he's hydrating. He is my friend Craig Flowers, the Colonel, who will be debuting the new show on Saturday morning right after the Big Ugly Outdoors tomorrow. It is called 0900 or 0900, which is right there, Colonel.
0900.
With Craig Flowers. Yeah, with military time. But it is going to be a fun show. I want to get some preview of what the folks are going to be in for every Saturday morning for an hour with you. But 0900 with Craig Flowers. But speaking of hydrating, you had a little kidney stone issue a couple weeks back, huh? I heard about this.
Let me tell you something. I had a kidney stone I think I was in Plano and en route to go see my mom and dad. And I was with Coach Jerry Pettibone, former head football coach at Oregon State. He played at OU. He was also assistant coach at OU. And 77 years old, he was with me. And he saw me at 6:32 in the morning, double over. And let me tell you, that's no joke. Miss Beth reminded me this morning on the way in, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. There's two kidney stones that are still in the left kidney. And I was talking to some of Miss Beth's girlfriends the other day, one of which had four children and a kidney stone. And she said, I'd rather have a fifth child than another kidney stone.
Oh.
Hey, I'm proud of this joker. It's on the mantle. It's 4 millimeters. I passed it. It was like a shot out of a BB gun, and it was great to get that over with. And I'm just kind of every step I take, I wonder if kidney stones 2 and 3 are going to release.
Now, and the doctor, for folks like yours truly at 44 who has not had to pass a kidney stone or had an issue, it is a hydration issue, or is it?
It is. You know, I talked to a nephrologist recently, a kidney doctor, who said that if everybody drank lemon water all the time, that he would be out of a job. So we've got lemons sliced all around the house in every room, and you know we're squirting that in water wherever we go. So
lemon water,
wow. Lemon water. That
and I actually like lemon water better than lime water.
Yeah, you should.
And I drink a lot of water. That's a good thing.
Yeah. So I'm a hydrating machine this morning because that I don't want to do that. The pain with the kidney, you can't get away from it. I mean, you're scrambling, and Coach Pettibone kept reminding me. He kept saying, you know, I'm not a doctor, but. And, you know, I always try to find some humor in something. And in between the contractions, I looked down. I said, "Are you sure you're not a doctor?" finally, they hit me up with morphine and I forget the other one that they hit, but eventually they
Daphne and morphine.
They went with Truadol or something, Toradol or something.
Toradol,
like that.
Yeah, that's the good stuff.
Toradol, yeah, that was brilliant. I was undefeated on Toradol.
Colonel Flowers is here, excited to talk with him, and he's going to play with me this afternoon. And I know you, you love being a part of this event, and Bucky always has you give a little bit of a motivational pep talk to get this thing rolling and then get folks at the raffle. And it's such a great cause. I mean, you talk about leadership and doing things bigger than yourself like the Buck does with this event, the Burke Center for Youth, and those young boys out there that, that need a help and need a hand, and then the Refuge Ranch, which we're going to learn more about this morning later on in the 9 o'clock hour. But these are causes everybody should get behind.
Well, the thing about leadership, which is thrown around a lot these days, whether it's in business or in athletics, you hear it all the time. You know, I need you to be a leader. A leader is not somebody that uses the most colorful language, that just doesn't go around, you know, being the loudest guy, the biggest guy, jumps in people's faces. And leadership is nothing more than service, authentic, relentless, and selfless service to a cause. And when you look at Bucky and most of our listeners, you really need to know that Bucky is an authentic, relentless, and selfless servant of this cause. He is a leader in this cause. I've seen him. He will work on 1 or 2 hours of sleep. He cares so deeply about this. And, you know, when you're around the folks that come out here, my first one was last year, the 16th, you feel that everyone that's going to be a part of this afternoon feels the same way. I mean, that he just pours his heart into it. And whenever you're serving a cause, it's infectious. And, I love Coach Godbolt, and when he gets in this mode, as you have seen for 17 years now, he's unstoppable. And it's a great – there are a lot of ways to serve one's country, and Bucky's doing that right now, and he does it every year, and I can't wait to be a part of it.
Absolutely. Well said. And that's, you know, because we've gotten a lot of snide texts. Where's Bucky? Bucky taking the week off. Part-time Bucky. when you get out here, you're not – well, the sponsorships that he's created for this to help give as much as he can to both the Burke Center for Youth and the Refuge Ranch, which is for to combat sex trafficking. I mean, that story is Bucky's gotten knee-deep into this thing the last several months, learning more about it, and it's a new facility that's being built somewhere in this area. They don't even want the exact location known because these young girls who are trafficked, it's the largest – Texas is the largest state for sex trafficking in America. Texas is the largest state for it, and Houston is just an epicenter. It's a horrible thing. These young girls are ripped out of their families or sold by their families, and the Refuge Ranch helps try to save these girls and get them back on their feet and give them a place of, you know, a sanctuary of peace and education and faith to get back. And those are – it's an – but, again, that tells you how serious it is, Colonel, when they don't want the location known to the bad guys, because the bad guys still see those girls as their property, and they'll come try to find them and bring them back, which is – I mean, you can't even – I know you've got daughters. I have a daughter. I mean, you can't even – it doesn't even compute in your head.
It's awful.
To even go there. It's awful. Well, all right, Colonel, what's coming up tomorrow? Now, you and I have been talking about this opportunity for several months for you to do something with us. I'll tell you this story, BK. When Colonel was done – when he was playing baseball at TCU, and I know this because you've told me this story, that after you left Ranger Junior College
– right.
You wanted to be in communications major because you were thinking you're going to be the next star on the ticket or one of the big radio stations. That, like, you were before the ticket. You mean you're older than that. But you thought that was going to be your path. But then because you were ROTC, right, they wouldn't let you. And they said you can't do it.
That's right. I was at TCU, went to the communications center, was so fired up, registered for all the classes for radio, TV, film, took that paper in, said, "Here are my classes," and they said, "Hold on, big time. You're not going to be majoring in that," and read the fine print. And I didn't have enough courage as an 18, 19-year-old to say, "I tell you what, the deal's off." I wished I would have. So for me, this radio show is 30 years in the making. You and I have been – we've been talking about it now for about a year, but for me, for 30 years, 25 of which was in the military, all I've thought about was, you know, what I didn't get the opportunity to do, which was a passion of mine, and that's radio and TV and film. And here, thanks to the Horn and the great state of Texas, we're going to get that opportunity, and hopefully we're going to make the most of it tomorrow morning, the 0900 show with Craig Flowers. Zach's done a great job putting it all together. And we've got some great guests lined up. I can't wait to kick things off tomorrow morning on the heels of the Big Uglies.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a good time.
Look at him, man. He's got a smile on his face just talking about this. He ain't even started yet, and he's pumped.
I know how you guys operate, BK, you and Trey, and you know we think we're kind of organized. This dude's got like he's got spreadsheets, and I'm like, Colonel, it's only an hour, man. It's just an hour.
He's got
slow
the first
down,
10
professor.
Episodes planned out for the show already.
Oh, yeah. He's in October now with guests, and it's like, as Bucky would say, no excuse for lack of preparation. That's certainly not happening with Colonel Flowers. But you're going to have a segment with Colonel's contacts. You're going to talk to some great people that you've gotten to know over 25 years from the world of sports and music. You're good friends with Toby Keith and what's the tall guy?
Trace Adkins.
Trace Adkins, a good friend of yours. You're going to hear from those guys on Saturday mornings, plus your general thoughts on the day, of course, plus some leadership talk. And, of course, how about this one? I like this one, BK. The Texas Wine of the Week will be a feature every Saturday morning. Tell folks about the Wine of the Week, because we know there's a lot of wine lovers out there.
Well, first and foremost, this is a sports channel, so we're going to talk sports. And the first guest that I'm really excited about, he's listening right now in Fort Worth, he will have made his Major League debut 25 years prior, Sunday, as a matter of fact. And we're going to get really specific with him. He debuted with the Texas Rangers, and he's going to talk about the power of the leg kick and how
Jeff Fry will be your first guest.
That's right, Frito. And he is he's going to talk about that and how he started implementing the late kick in his repertoire at the plate, how he even got a tryout with professional baseball. This is a guy that was determined. He wasn't even supposed to try out. His roommate was nursing a hangover and didn't want to go to a tryout and said, man, I don't want to go. And I'll let Frito tell the story, but it goes from there. And also Fry and I, on the heels of the Ugly Outdoors, I was with Jeff Fry on one of the top 10 days of my life fishing out in just west of Fort Worth in a private lake, about a 50-acre lake, which we call the Major League Baseball Lake, where Greg Maddux fished. And you cannot believe the day that we had on the lake. We're going to break all that down. We're going to start off the show with how Nolan Ryan saved my marriage and what he did the morning after he threw his seventh no-hitter. But the Texas Wine of the Week, there are five regions in the great state, five regions of winemakers in the great state. We happen to be in the Hill Country of region number 5, which is always great. The number 5 is the only digit that has a horizontal line, a vertical line, and a curved line, by the way. It's a lucky,
see, there you go.
Lucky number
about
5.
That?
So we're the first vineyard in North America was in 1659. Care to guess where it was?
I'm going to say the great state.
It was in the great state. Of course, the great state wasn't a great state back in 1659, but European priests came over and saw that the climate, the terrain, the terroir, as it's said in French.
What was that?
The terroir.
How do you spell that?
I wanted to get Bucky to say that.
There's two R's. There's an I, an O, and an R. So, but it was perfect for winemaking. So these Catholic priests came over, and they started a vineyard, and it was right here in Texas in 1659. We want to become the station of Texas wine. Even though we're a sports station, we're going to spend about 5 minutes, and every week we're going to pick a Texas Wine of the Week. At the end of the year, it'll be the Texas Wine of the Year.
That's a good thing. Yeah. And as you said, having lived all over the world in your military service as a diplomat and Morocco and all over Europe, and you've told me that the terrain of Texas is just like France for producing great wine grapes and making great wine.
It's very similar to southern France. It's very similar to North Africa. Some of the great wines come out of North Africa. Now, here's the challenge we have. They've had thousands of years in California and in France of focusing on winemaking. We've had just a few decades in the great state. We've been focused on football, and what we do know is
Bud Light.
Bud Light. what we do know is that when Texas makes its mind up to do something, they're going to do it right. Take a look at lacrosse, a sport that's bubbling up right now. The University of Texas just hired a full-time lacrosse coach. It's still a club sport, but they hired a full-time lacrosse coach. You watch what happens with men and women's lacrosse in the great state over the next coming years, and you listen to how Texas Wines, which won 7 gold medals out in San Francisco over this past year, we're going to look. We've got some tailgating coming up. And everyone, we're going to have Bud Light and barbecue at our tailgates, but every tailgate has at least you know, one box of wine or some sort of wine over there. Look, I want to have every tailgate have Texas wine in it. Last night I was at the Omni having dinner with Josh Holden, a guy that played for the Cincinnati Reds, and we drank the bottle that we're going to announce on Saturday, tomorrow, as the Texas Wine of the Week with our dinner. And let me tell you, it was a tasteful melange of pine and potpourri.
Pine and potpourri. Nice. Well, it's going to be fun. So that's what it'll be for an hour every Saturday morning, stories and guests and good conversation. And, yes, it is a sports channel, and it will be a sports show. And that's why we love Colonel Flowers, because he brings a lot to the table.
I need to listen to this wine segment, because I still like my wine out of the bag. You know, like
slapping
the
bag.
Oh, yeah, that's the best stuff out there. You're telling me there's better wine than the stuff that comes in a bag with the little
– Boone's Farm.
Well, you got to turn the page on that. And let me say this about that. We're talking about sports. Don't sleep on the Battle and Beatties.
Oh, Kansas? There you go.
Don't
that's
sleep on
hear.
The Battle and Beatties. We said it last year. Don't
Dave Beatty's a good friend of yours.
He is. From Garland, Texas. Used to coach girls soccer at Garland High School.
How about that?
And now the Battle and Beatties have had a heck of a recruiting year.
Hold on. BK's Jayhawks has a girls soccer coach coaching their football
team.
Come on.
Hey,
you guys find your own joke in that deal.
He's doing both. He's doing girls soccer and football. They're trying to save money for the renovations they've got coming on
classic.
Up there.
Classic. Classic. We'll also talk to Colonel Flowers. We were talking about Texas A&M and the massive revenues that they're churning. I know you've worked closely with Kevin Sumlin and his staff on some things, and talk about your thoughts there on the season they can have down at College Station. It's a big one for Kevin Sumlin. I think that's safe to say. So we'll talk to Colonel Flowers. Continue to talk about 0900 coming up tomorrow with Craig Flowers right after the Big Ugly Outdoors. And I'll mention the programming note again, and then we'll get to the break. You know, we told you about the all-female show that's coming with Jill Kasich and Stacy and Claire. That show's been put on hold for a couple of weeks. So we had some scheduling issues. Vacations popped up, and we're pushing it back a couple of weeks. So tomorrow we'll debut Colonel. And then 2 weeks from there, the following Saturday at 11 o'clock, we'll debut our take as well. So it'll be a full Saturday morning lineup with great local content, which we're really, really excited about. Quick timeout. We will hit that. Plus, Colonel, well, you're going to run off to a conference call, so you're going to miss the blitz, unfortunately. But they're going to bring it. You folks are going to bring it on a Friday. I can feel it. Bucky Godbolt will make an appearance, and we'll talk with him about the final preparations for this golf event today. Great stuff on a Friday. 104.9 AM 1260. Stream it on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
Mornings with Bucky and Aaron.
All right, we are live at the Mullet Open, 17th annual. It's going to be a long day, but a fun day, as Bucky is making his way with the rental truck full of prizes that will be given away in the raffle. As Bucky always says, everybody that plays wins a prize.
Right there?
There it is. Here comes the Buck
go,
cruising
Buck, go.
In the moving truck.
No way.
Just wave to us. Yeah.
Is he driving
that
thing?
Look at that truck. That's a
There's
big
no
moving
way.
Truck.
There's no way they'll let him drive that thing. He can barely drive the Mercedes that he rolls up with.
Ten and two, Buck. 10-2, babe.
Yeah, he's got all the goods in there, all the loot.
We
got
to ask him about the 1659 winemaking, because you know he was a part of that. He's been around for that long.
Yeah, Buck's probably been around for that. But he gave up the wine a little bit ago.
1659.
But wait till you see this. You got to get some pictures of this. Stu Myrick is here as well. We're going to get some pictures and get those up on social media. Bucky unloading the prizes that are going to be given away here at the Mullet Open to benefit the Burke Center for Youth and the Refuge. Huge rants, and it's just Bucky. It's a labor of love, but he connects with everybody and makes them and forces them, guilts them into giving them something that he can give away in his raffle. Because the more money you create in the raffle, the more you can give to these great causes, and that's what it's all about. So the Buck is here, and so we'll talk to him certainly coming up. Maybe the Buck will be here for the Blitz. Maybe we can blitz with Bucky, and you can yell at him. But Colonel Craig Flowers is here. The new show 0900 with Craig Flowers debuts tomorrow at 9 o'clock right after the Big Uglies. Texter says, hey, is there anything more opposite than the Big Uglies into Colonel Flowers? This says, hey, Colonel, make him do some push-ups. Because you've produced BK the Big Uglies for several months.
Yeah.
That's a different breed.
I feel bad for you, Colonel. I mean, you got to go in there after that smell that those two dudes leave. It is nasty. I mean, I always had a show. I had an hour in between their show and my Saturday show back in the day, and I had to air out the entire room. I brought my own can of Lysol in there to spray it. I left the door open and everything. I would not even sit in there to do prep. I'd go sit somewhere else in the station, in the building. I couldn't deal with it. So
I'm a big fan of Casey and Lyle, and we're going to tighten that up a little bit.
We're going to tighten that up.
It just smells like fat, man. It's you got the wintergreen. You got the wintergreen skull. You've got the sweat. You've got Casey's shirt off in half the episodes.
Shirt off.
Lyle's feet up on the table. It's not good. I don't know how we all do shows in there.
What do you think? The Horns do is the locker room at Texas or something? The Arizona Cardinals?
I played golf with Lyle a few weeks ago, and it was fascinating because he teed off in flip-flops. And the first time the drink lady came by in the golf cart. Now, you know, I love playing golf, love having a cold beverage, a good Bud Light. But the drink lady pulled up and she said, can I get you something to drink? And he said, I'll tell you what, we'll buy all the beers on the cart.
Oh, my God.
He wanted, I think he just wanted to say, hey, why don't we just trade carts? And he I don't know, we bought like 20.
Nice.
20 beers.
Just cleaned her out. That was it.
Yeah, and she was stunned. She just kind of went.
So that was what? The
I don't
front.
Know if
that
I can
was the
do
front,
that.
That was the front nine right there, right?
Well, he knew he had to buy it before Casey, they got the Casey, right? You know what I'm saying?
I've never seen that before. Yeah, give me a couple, three, you know, buy a round or so. No. Lyle, he threw deep. He said, no, well, this is not about
that. These are the characters we're bringing to the horn. We've got the Colonel now and that show with those two guys who just have a heck of a lot of fun on Saturday morning. So we're having fun here today. Bucky will join us here coming up. We're going to learn more about the Refuge Ranch before too long in the 9 o'clock hour. Excited about that. I think everyone should be tuned in for that. I think it's 9:30. We're going to talk to one of the directors of the new Refuge Ranch, which everyone needs to hear about coming up. But Colonel, you and Stu Myrick, our on-site engineer, during the break, we're talking about 1988. You two were both in the Army together.
Right.
Didn't know each other. But you were both in Panama?
We were in Panama together, part of a small unit during the Panamanian elections. And it was a fascinating time. We both were...
This is Noriega.
Yeah, right. This is during the Panamanian elections with Noriega. And while we were on the ground, we had a little dust-up in Panama. And suddenly our mission changed from training in the jungles of Panama, the triple kick, which it sounds like out here with all these birds. And... you know, I ended up in a OH-58, which is a two-person helicopter flying back and forth over the Panama Canal daily, getting intel reports back and forth on what was going on both sides of the Panama Canal. We listened to the Met game, by the way.
How do you get the Mets game?
I don't know, but that never underestimate a warrant officer because they can figure stuff out. So we're in a little two-person mosquito helicopter flying back, which he gave me the controls, which is scary because you have no control on this little the wind is carrying you all over. But we're listening to the Met game. You know, Kevin McReynolds and all these guys.
Oh, yeah, the 88 Mets. That was a pretty good team. That was, that was the beginning of the end for them when Doc and Straw all got drugged out.
Yeah, they got a little distracted along the way.
A little distracted. Party time. That's one of the great party teams of all time. The 80s Mets, mid-80s
the
Mets.
Bad guys, as they called them, right?
That was a hard partying crew. With Gooden and Strawberry, Keith Hernandez.
Yep.
Kevin McReynolds was the one guy that was a straight guy on that whole team.
Kevin McReynolds out of Sylvan Hills High School
in
North
Dykstra.
Little Rock.
Lenny Dykstra.
Yeah. Second baseman, who was the second baseman? I can't remember. He was a minor league coach. He threw a fit.
Wally Backman.
Wally was there. But the interesting thing about
I know
the
this
Mets.
Because they beat the Astros in 86. I mean, it's all painted right.
Well, in 1967.
Kevin Mitchell was like gang member.
Nolan Ryan signed with the New York Mets.
I'm not kidding
you. As you know, the great Ryan Express, who your son is named after.
That's right.
Signed with the New York Mets. And his out of just south of Victoria, out of high school where Nolan was raised. But, you know, his best receiver to this day, the best catcher that many players, pitchers like Tom Seaver, Kuzman, Matlack, all those guys, they talk about the best catcher that ever caught them was Jerry Grody.
Jerry Grody.
Number 15 for the New York Mets out of San Antonio MacArthur High School. Played 1 year at Trinity. Trinity's most favored son, Jerry Grody. A remarkable catcher. Was in a tornado, escaped a tornado when he was in his teenage years. And if you ask Nolan Ryan who did you like throwing to the most, he'll look you dead in the eye and say Jerry Grody.
Nice. See, these are the kind of stories we'll get starting Saturday morning.
There you go.
So Panama... You said you never want to go back to the jungle again.
Never. Everything infects you. It stings you. It can kill you. It can poison you. It's wet. And
you guys were this there training when the dust up began, right?
Right. We were there. We ended up being in direct support of the 7th Infantry Division. And anyway, our mission changed while we were there on the ground. But I remember the 7th Infantry Division from California. They landed as they were landing and coming off of airplanes on our side where we were training. We were actually playing a softball game. And they landed like out in center field, and they came pouring out of the airplanes, and they were
like
all cammed
up. Mode.
Yeah, they were all cammed up with stuff, and we're kind of looking at them. Hey, it's top of the third inning. You mind moving aside so we can finish this up? Because things had not picked up. They didn't know that though. I mean, they were coming into, of course, they
Kick some ass.
they quickly made an adjustment and. And we were able to, of course, take care of business. They ended up, the 7th Infantry Division, taking care of business with the help of some great Green Berets. And that was over. And I think we won that
softball game. Stu Myrick, who is the host of our wrestling. What's your wrestling podcast?
Sports Guys Talking Wrestling.
You were there, too, in
1988. I was. I was there with Colonel Flowers. We were there. I was a, for lack of a better term, I was a linguist. I was a Russian linguist.
And Доброе утро.
That's right. There were four of us that were attached to the infantry battalion that Colonel Flowers was a part of, and it was a sight because we had gone out. So we did all this training. Then we go out into the jungle for 4 days to implement what we had learned. We come back, and there is a line of Black Hawk helicopters parked behind the barracks where we were staying, and there were live ammo and like Colonel said,
you thought you were there for training. Now you're it's
all
on
of a sudden.
Now.
It's like, hold it. We may be sticking around. I may have to learn Spanish in a quick hurry because you know it was a real time mission, and it was interesting. One night, I remember this vividly. We were up in our barracks. We're kind of just about to go to sleep, and all of a sudden something happened. There was a siren hit. And the 7th Infantry guys start bounding down the stairs, and you could see in the back courtyard, they had an assembly line picking up live ammo and grenades and this and that, because they had to go to another post. It was one of those Panamanian, it was a shared military post, and there was like a some sort of incident there, and they had to go support the Panamanian army there. Mm. And it was one of those, like, it was the first time in my active duty career that I was like, okay, this is for real. I may have to actually implement what I learned, in basic training.
Training's over. All right, so Stu is here and Colonel Flowers, and Colonel's got the new show tomorrow. Now, let me ask you this. We talked earlier about the Aggies. Texas and the Aggies are in the conversation. We're getting ready for Big 12 football media days. But the Aggies, it turns out that the revenues are in. They led the country again in total revenue for the 15-16 season at just south of $200 million, about $194 million and change. You've been working with Kevin Sumlin, implementing some leadership programs for his staff and him. You hear all the chatter. This is a big year for Coach Sumlin and that staff down there, and I think how do you think he's embracing the pressure?
Well, it's a big year for a lot of people. It's always a big year. What I'd say is that a lot of coaches have learned a lot of things in the Big 12 and in the SEC, and right now coaches have little butterflies in their stomach right now because they're just, most of them are just coming off a vacation. Last couple of days of their vacations are kind of nerve-wracking. It's not much of a vacation because their mind has already shifted to getting ready for the season, and this is the period. If you listen carefully to even at this station, you hear it all the time, we'll see. You hear that all the time, quote unquote. This is the we'll see part of the season. Here's what I'd say. I'm not going to go into detail about what's happening at Texas A&M, but I'll say this: never underestimate talented players of character. Never underestimate talented players of character. One of the players that I do know personally, so it's not a comment on, his dad is a West Point graduate, as a matter of fact, is the young gunslinger Nick Starkel, who's a talented young player of character. And, of course, every team, to include the Battle and Beatties, even Dave Bailiff down in Rice, and a couple, if you're paying attention, have had some extraordinary gains in recruiting. So when you look at the recruiting layout, and then you look at what Alabama did last year with a freshman quarterback, a talented freshman quarterback who happened to be a talented leader of character.
From the great state.
From the great state. And when you look at these other programs that have recruited talented players of character, and coaches have learned some lessons along the way, I would say, again, don't underestimate talented players of character.
Is it fair to say, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that at times under Kevin Sumlin they've had talented players without as much character as it takes to be a winner?
Well, I think there are programs around the country that when they look back and they've learned some lessons. That's why when you look at it, unfortunately the timeline is sped up. But many of these coaches, whether you're out on the West Coast or the East Coast, the first year or two, they're learning. They're learning about, and they're having to make some adjustments. And every coach learns a great deal in their first couple of years, and you know, they learn some, this works, that doesn't work. And so I would say every coach is more mature this year than they were last year. In the military, we call that a master of the obvious, a MOTO. But the reality is that these coaches are in the process of developing. There's one who's got it kind of right in Tuscaloosa, but when you look at that quarterback that they had last year in Alabama, that was a talented young man of character. And so, you know, be leery when you have a coach that has a bunch of young, talented players of character, because as we know, young players can play and can win at the Division I level. And all you got to look at is who's won a few Heisman trophies. And last year, you know, you had some freshmen that came in and played and won at some other programs.
Well said. That's Colonel Flowers. Good stuff. We get a quick timeout. Salacious Gossip and the Blitz. We're going to learn more about the Refuge Ranch next hour. Bucky is in the building. Maybe we can put him on the headset. He's got a lawnmower over there. Is he riding a John Deere?
What?
Look at that thing.
I think he's cutting the greens.
What are you, cutting the grass?
What happened? Who does he think he is? He's driving trucks, driving moving trucks, driving lawnmowers.
He's giving that to somebody. Someone's going to win that thing.
He's cutting the fairways down. Bob Cole won
there. Here it.
Bob
there it goes.
Cole won what? The lawnmower last year.
Oh, that's like a full tractor.
Oh, he just started.
There goes the buck. There's a picture.
Hey, stay out of the puddle.
Flying out of the gate. Oh yeah, we're getting a shot of that. Oh boy, he's stall out.
Is
or
he
something?
Qualified to drive that thing?
I don't think so. His friend Javier is, though. I don't think he is. We'll be back. V&E on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260. Streaming on the Horn app and on hornfm.com.
Where you get that from? Did someone tell you that? Did someone tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
All right, B&E on the Horn, it's Salacious Gossip. It's brought to you by Bud Light. There is a story in the sports world right now that I don't even know is that I can even go to in Salacious Gossip. But I'm going to try. I'm going to try, BK. It is all brought to you by Bud Light. Thanks again to our friends at Brown Distributing and Bud Light and Budweiser, Hunter Brown, Agnes, and the crew for supporting this event, the Mullet Open. There will be cases of Bud Light all over the place here. It's always a great cause, and we appreciate them a heck of a lot. But here we go. How about this, BK? I don't know how to do this. You guys, you know, our producer, Zach Christo, who's producing the show this morning and produces your show in the middays, is a big soccer fan. He also produces Kip McConico's show, The Throw-In, on Sunday mornings, where they talk a lot of soccer. Zach, have you seen this story of the Brazilian sports club Clube Gaucho?
Yeah, man, that's... I don't know what to even say about that.
All right, so the team, the club, has sacked four players for a video that made its way out into the world. Of three players in the team's locker room.
You got this, man. You could say that word, right?
Pleasuring themselves.
There it is.
Pleasuring themselves. The subsequent video went viral, prompting the president of the team, Gilmar Rosso, to immediately terminate their contracts.
His quote is the best part.
He says, "When I hit play, I deleted it. I think it's disgusting. Outside business hours, we have nothing to do with the situation. If they want to get drunk, be whatever. That's be gay or not. That's their problem."
Oh, man.
What I have to answer as president is during a trip, office hours, that's my responsibility. Yeah, dressing room, not okay.
That's locker room stuff, man. Locker room talk.
It's not locker room stuff.
Come on, man. Happens everywhere. Everybody do that.
What?
Well, Texas Rangers minor leaguers were doing something like that also last year, weren't they?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not
Texas
good.
Rangers minor leaguers?
Not good.
How did I miss that story, BK?
It's for the best. It's for the best. It's a great story, man. This is history in the making.
What were they having, like a circle, you know what, back in the day? I mean, is that what they're doing? What's going on over here?
So they were all individually doing it.
I hadn't seen the video. Interest.
I'm kind of intrigued, man.
I'm not.
I want to see what's going on. I don't know if I can make it more than 3 seconds, but I want to see what's going on.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yeah.
There's no part of you that wants to see that.
Oh, man. They got sacked, by the way. Great,
they got sacked.
Great terminology.
I love the word sacked.
Yeah,
that's
great terminology.
BBC word. I love sacked. Zach Christo, you haven't seen this video, have you, or do you have desire to see it?
I've seen a still from it, which I don't even know how people can put that on the internet, but, oh, God, I can't defend this. I'm sorry. I'm a soccer fan through and through, but I can't defend it.
It says, those guys don't sound like young men of character. That's probably true with Colonel Flowers, yes. Yeah, enjoy that conversation in Brazil. All right, how about this? This is not salacious gossip, but it's much more sports-related. Did the New York Knickerbockers really give Tim Hardaway Jr. $71 million? $71 million.
Wow.
Do they know that this is not his father?
Tim Hardaway.
Tim Hardaway?
Man.
Who was a baller.
He was.
Straight up baller.
Oh, Junior's, you know, Junior's on the up and up. He's had a couple of decent years.
71?
With the Hawks, but yeah, 71 mil. I mean, dude, they're just throwing money around. Nothing I think will ever top the...
Who's in charge of the Knicks?
Timofey Mozgov deal of last year when he got 4 for $64. He was like the first player signed, and he's already been traded since that deal was made from the L.A. Lakers, but... Yeah, the Knicks have no idea what they're doing. It seems like Phil Jackson is still in charge of that operation right there. It feels like they're not going to win. People talk about the Cowboys not winning a Super Bowl as long as Jerry Jones is still alive. Kind of feels that way with the Knicks and James Dolan. As long as he's around,
he's
it feels like that team is just cursed.
It says, E, did you say you love sacks? No, I said I love the word and the terminology sacked. I'd rather use that than got fired or got cut. I like sacked.
Anytime you're talking about a teammate masturbation story, you've got to use the word sacked. You got to make as many innuendos as you possibly can.
Circle,
what
you know
a,
what.
What a time to be alive.
How about this before we get to your blitz at 447-3776? We have Chris Christie. Chris Christie has been named as a potential replacement for Mike Francesa on WFAN in their afternoon drive spot while he is going to be out on a week of vacation.
Chris Christie?
Chris Christie.
Is Jerry Jones going to be in there celebrating? Yeah.
Chris Christie has tried out as a fill-in host for Mike Francesa at WFAN.
How about that?
You think he'd be sitting on a beach somewhere, looking like a beached whale, doing his thing?
That's a big dude.
That's a big old man.
Man, I'm excited. They're having that 30 for 30 about the Francesa and Mad Dog Chris Russo show.
Dog.
Yeah, I mean, I was never around to really listen to that, but those are, you know, two big names in sports radio history. That seems like an interesting watch.
Well, Chris needs a new profession, so maybe sports radio is a deal for
him.
There
you go.
But you can't go on New York radio talk Cowboys, can you?
Oh, he's not in charge, and he's not the governor anymore.
You're run out of town. Oh. Hey, let's go to your blitz.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz, brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
All right, so Buck is in earshot. He's unloading the truck of prizes. What do we have? First Blitzer, you're up. Hello, Blitzer. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Are we good? Should we go, Zach? Are we good to roll here? All right,
Hello.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, looks like Coach Herman's going to have to add another item to the Longhorn Code of Ethics he puts on the wall. No guns, no being mean to girls, and that.
Yeah, the core values, no guns.
Could you imagine the sixth core value, no circle jerk?
Oh, jeez Louise, don't do it. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Yo, I got off to a late start. Can I trouble you to give me a recap on the Wayne Miller technique? I've got some Cajun chefs I got to go up against next week.
I will. We'll reset Wayne Miller's advice and how to wrap your brisket during the cook and how to then rest your brisket and how important it is to get the perfect brisket every time. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Chubby Chavez and Pudgy Summit. Congratulations on helping the Ags earn the most money at home games since you eat so many burritos and hot dogs.
Oh, man, that guy. Who says he never gets old? Next Blitzer, you're up.
That video's no big deal. That's just locker room stuff. This is Donald Trump.
Which locker room are you hanging out
that
in,
was coming.
Man? You have to tell me this Texas Rangers minor league story. I don't think I need to know it, but I hadn't heard it. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, y'all need to be careful talking San Antonio on the radio. I'm trying to drive here. Every time you say Spurs, I start to fall asleep.
Yeah, well, we haven't talked a lot of Spurs. Been a little bit. They did sign Rudy Gay. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Is he part of the locker room?
Yeah,
no, I don't think so.
Yesterday played in a foursome years ago with Woody Englander, his brother Marty Englander, and Gavin McLeod, the actor. Hey, but with all due respect to Colonel Flowers, this year it's horns up, limes in, free Mo Bamba.
Free Mo Bamba.
What a slogan.
We're still working on that. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Rick Perry, man. You can't accept that. Good night, nurse.
What did Rick Perry do now? He's like our energy secretary now, right?
No.
I got to look that up. I don't need – how many stories do we need today? Last Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, there's a rider coming in. He's got a message for Trump. Viva Texas, remember the Alamo, you mofos.
Viva Texas. That's a good way to end it on a Friday.
Down.
Adios.
Go.
mofos, as the governor once said. We'll come back, or the former governor once said. We'll come back. We'll hit the 9 o'clock hour. Bucky will jump on for a moment, get you the very latest. Also, we're going to learn more about the Refuge Ranch. We're going to have some more fun as we get you ready for the 17th Annual Mullet Open and get you into your weekend on the Show of the People. It's 104.9. It's AM 1260. Streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.